Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of the Tamra Tammuz Show, where dreams have no filter. I still feel like I need some type of music or some type of dramatic intro. I'm going to have to look for something. Or I guess I could just sing, right? I don't know. Maybe I'll write my own song for my podcast intro. But anyway, thank you for joining. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all that. All right. So let's get into this episode. The title is Stop Delaying Your Manifestation. Stop delaying your manifestation. How are you doing that? And this is just one way that we do that. When we tell ourselves that we are not ready, why do we tell ourselves that we're not ready? Is it fear? Are we allowing our ego to disrupt our vision with overanalysis? If you have not answered those questions, I'll answer them for you. The answer is yes. All right. So let me say this. You may have shared, you know, your vision or parts of it with someone close to you. And just for the sake of sharing, you know, and that person, you know, tells you directly or indirectly that you are not ready, or they start to ask you questions that make you feel like they're insinuating that you're not ready. Even in that instance, if you allow your vision to take a back seat, it's not that person's fault. It's not that person's fault. We can't control what another person says. However, this may be a hard pill to swallow, because I know it is for me when I hear it. What is said to us often comes from what we are reflecting. Not all the time, but a lot of the times. And that takes some self-reflection to discern that. And because of your limiting belief, fear is reflected in your aura. Now, on the other side of that coin, when you have embraced that your next level of being is ready to be unleashed, even if another person insinuates that you are not prepared, you will have no emotional attachment to the question or the comment that a person may make. So let's get ready for a little story time. You know, I always say this because I want you to understand everything that I talk about is something that I have either experienced or am experiencing. So this is coming from my life, not a book, not a YouTube video, not another podcast. So let me share with you this little story. So I shared my desire to start recording my podcast episodes and to find a way to share videos with my audience. I think that videos are a way to be more personable with your audience. It adds another layer of I am here with you to it. You know, listening to it is good, but when you can connect with someone, they can see you, and maybe eventually we can see each other in a live space. I think that has just another layer of connection. So the response that I got was, you know, are you sure you're ready for that? Well, before I continue, that I want to stress an important point. I believe that when people pose questions that sound like they are questioning your plans, it does really come from a place of loving concern. All right. I know that that person meant well, and I knew what that person was really trying to ask me. Okay. They were trying to ask me, well, do you have proper equipment for video recording? Well, what is the proper equipment? Proper lighting, editing equipment, professional microphone to upgrade the sound, etc. Now, it's a fact. I possess none of those. None of those. But the thing is, I had already spent energy overanalyzing what I didn't have versus what I do have. And what I do have, I have a message from my experiences that helps people embrace the higher version of themselves. I have a message that will constantly remind people to trust that internal infinite intelligence, that source, that infinite spirit, the God within them, and that they have a voice. There's power, the vibration in the vocal cords that we use to speak our word to create our realities. So, whatever it is that you keep telling yourself that you are not ready to do is probably the thing that will make the difference between where you are right now and where you see yourself. Remember this, where you see yourself is a place that you've never been. But I can guarantee you that what you've experienced in your life has prepared you for it. So, how do you dismantle, how do we dismantle the thoughts that tell us, oh, you're not ready? Well, here's what you do. You open your mouth. You feel the sensation of your vocal cords. And you speak your word. And you affirm, you agree. And you say that I am uniquely designed. I am uniquely prepared to embrace and experience the divine vision for my life. Nowhere in that affirmation does it say whether you're ready or not. That is not relevant. So, and here's a side note, and I still hear people say this. For those of you that say affirmations don't work, for people that you've heard that say affirmations don't work, those are people who do not understand the power of words. They're either not convinced or whatever. They don't understand the power of words. They don't understand their God self. They don't understand their God power. That is part of our power. And I believe that that is something that many of us are afraid to embrace. Many of us are afraid to embrace because it is a different level of being. But no longer are we going to delay our manifestation. We are uniquely designed and prepared to embrace and experience the divine vision that we have for our lives. So, you're ready. You've been ready. You've been ready. All right. I want you to share this with everyone you know. I want you to leave me a comment. I want you to follow so that you can be ready for new episode drops. I'm so excited. And I know I say this all the time, but I'm so excited about the new episodes that are coming, the content that I have. It just seems like, you know, which I'm grateful for. I'm never out of ideas. I'm never out of content to share with you. So I am very grateful for that. I'm also grateful to you for listening. So send me an email, connect with me, comment, connect with me through email too, info@tamuinca.com. You can go to my website, iconicbytamu.com. You can read my blog. A lot of times on the blog, I will expand and elaborate on a lot of the topics that I talk about on this podcast. You can connect with me on IG if that's your thing, Iconic by Tamu. And yeah, that is all for this episode. And until next time, cheers.